My name is Ed Piskor.
I'm Jim Rugg.
A little business to take care of today, but Jim, what you got going on?
World's first blacklight comic, Octobriana 1976. In stores now, in your local comic shop. If it's not there, have them order it for you. Printed with fluorescent ink, glows under blacklight, looks like no other comic before it, no other comic since. It is very one of a kind, so you want to add it to your collection, and it's selling well. So thank you to everybody that's bought it so far, and if you want one, I would recommend picking it up sooner rather than later.
That's a money shot right there.
Yes, it is. And if you're curious about making comics, Kickstarter, all of this, I made a process zine, 350 pages. It's a digital zine you can pick up at jimrugg.com, my website, and it goes through everything, including high-res scans of the original art and all the drafts that went into this. So process zine available at jimrugg.com. Octobriana available at comic shops everywhere.
Big day today, Jim. At 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at Sotheby's Auction House, the hammers are going to start swinging for the very first hip-hop-related auction that a big auction house has ever done. When they were putting it together, they asked if they could, if I could consign some hip-hop family tree artwork to be a part of that, and I said yes. So they were curious, like, you know, what do you have? Can we see what this stuff looks like? Thankfully, I had the Ed Piskor Studio Edition PDF on hand to send them so that they could make their choice. So I described this as the buy me now option to the auction that's going to be going down, you know, 6 p.m. today. And I figured we didn't make a video about the Studio Edition. Let's go through it a little bit and, you know, just point out some of the pages.
Gotta point this stuff out. One of my favorite features in artist editions is this kind of like blow up, close up detail on these giant canvas pages. And that's an amazing start. Looks great at that size.
Cover the first one. Little commentary track on each piece was like my sort of addition to the artist edition kind of pantheon.
Scott Dumbier, add this to all of them. This is some of my favorite stuff. You know, it seems like it's been a theme as we've recorded lately is, man, finding this stuff where it's the artist's words talking about their work, it's the best thing in the world, especially if you're a fan of the artist. And if you're buying an artist edition, you probably are. It's great to get that insight. I love that piece, and I hope it becomes a staple of future artist editions.
We were looking at some other comics recently that had some commentary type pieces, man, and I think it's a cool thing to add. You could still keep the mystery of what you're implying with story things and still have some commentary bits to what you're doing. But, you know, this covers the gamut, man, some process things to go along with, you know, the final pages.
Those are always great details, layouts. I mean, heck, we've done episodes on layouts. Like, it's nice to see that stuff.
Fab Five Freddy has some pieces at the auction today.
Gotta love a Warhol reference, right, in the graffiti?
Yeah, that's Fab. That's Fab's big early contribution to hip-hop culture.
I love all the great lettering, too, like the title lettering, the big sound effects. All of that stuff, I think, looks really good in here.
It's real fun, like, to see the foreign editions when these, like, you know, the Polish publishing company has to do their version of some of that.
Here's that title page illustration that I pointed out in the beginning to give you some sense of the actual size versus that giant reproduction.
I used real Leroy lettering on a piece of scrap paper for the dialogue, but like the space is impossible to pick up. Like the person who lettered EC Comics totally like got into a groove and had a system.
You know, I fool around with that kind of stuff and it is impossible. Like I look at that and I think somebody did like several of these books a month.
Right.
How is that possible?
Yeah. Haven't yet come to any of the pages from the auction, but there's going to be a link below this video that has all the lots that are available. Whenever I do sell a page, which is very rare, like I kind of like to keep a chain of custody on the supply and deal with like a very small amount of people. It's just supply and demand. It's kind of the game we have to play. Like to keep a real tight leash on the pages going out there.
Love seeing all the different textures. You know, like some of the, like the drop ceiling, the ceiling tile, speckles, the brick walls in the background. It really adds a lot. You know, you can even find like screen tones, probably the wrong word for them, but that have those kinds of patterns, like the brick patterns and stuff.
This is a page that's going to be in the auction. The Basquiat Ram LZ pages were always highly sought after, and I did sell a few of those early on. when I started getting asked a lot about the Basquiat pages, I was like, man, I think I'm gonna hold on to these. So something tells me that these are wanted pages. So that's when I told the auction house, you know, like just in conversation, like they were curious about, like, you know, what people are looking at, what they're interested in, and the Basquiat stuff is, they're pages that I'm asked about fairly frequently.
One of the smaller details in artist editions, of course, people that are familiar with them are getting to see sort of the drawings, the marks, the extra stuff, and it's something that I enjoy going through these pages, is seeing the blue lines, whether it's for perspective or lettering, which is awesome, but all the perspective, and anytime there's mechanical stuff, you know, like a mixing board or something, I'm noticing some of the blue lines and how it's set up for either perspective or parallels with controls and things. Very fun to see that part. One of the nice details of an artist edition and what you want an artist edition.
Totally. Like, and you know, it's production art. And my favorite stuff when I look at paintings or anything is to see some brush strokes and stuff. So like my fill-in ink is shit ink that is archival buyers out there. But you see the brush strokes because when I scan it in and do what I need to, it'll show up black.
This is another thing that you see in artist editions, because some guys are self-conscious and I think they blow out their levels a little bit make their blacks look a little better, because I've seen originals and then the artist edition of those originals and it's like they did some adjustment or they have a bad scanner. Either way, like that, it is nice to have that quality, and you can see a little bit, I think it's showing up in the video, but that is, like you say, I look for the same thing, because there are artist editions where it looks like a black and white photocopy, and hats off to the super clean inker that put that together. But not that interesting.
Right. As I was putting this book out, you know, as I was putting Hip Hop Family Tree out and serializing the strips on Boing Boing every Tuesday, started getting more popular. And then that's when your conspiracy theory people started getting in touch. And there's a lot of conspiracy about Illuminati, hip hop, stuff like that. So like, I wanted this composition to feel like one of those compasses, you know, because they started playing with my emotions a little bit. And I remember thinking, like, when I chose this composition, if it turns up and they start talking about this being like a piece of Illuminati thing, then I know there is no Illuminati, because, you know, I haven't been inducted unless I have.
No one at home knows.
You know, this cover is going to be in the auction. This LL Cool J piece is going to be in the auction there. Another like sort of highly asked for piece, because it's kind of like an homage to the Mama Said Knock You Out video, like at the end with the grandma's like shouting at him when he's down there.
It's a great composition. You know, it looks really good as a piece.
This piece right here was first the Free Comic Book Day comic. This is hands down the piece that I'm asked about the second most, we'll say. The cover to Hip Hop Family Tree Volume 1 is the one that I'm asked about a lot. You know, it's two pieces of paper taped on the back, and the way they present the material on the website, they show you the back and they show you everything, so that everything is very clear, but, you know, 50, 60 different characters on the page, all represented in a kind of Love and Rockets 50 configuration.
It is great to see the real screen tone Zipitone on it. And it does show up really well in this artist edition. You can see where it overlaps, like the inked areas, the different ink color with the zip tone or screen tone on top of it versus without it. That's the stuff I love. That's what I want in an artist edition, is seeing those kind of details. It's a really nice rough.
Yeah, thanks, man. Just trying to figure stuff out. And it's not just on copy paper. Like, I always make a template to just... Sure. Let myself know what kind of room I have to work with.
Is that actual size, the rough, the print size?
Yeah, if this is 8.5 by 11 paper, it is.
That's what I do a lot whenever I'm doing like a cover or something. I'll do my roughs at print size to really get a feel of,
you know. Oh yeah, this right here is print size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think people underestimate the value of that, you know, actually looking at, holding it up at the size it's going to be printed. That's a great, man, that's a good...
Both of these pages are going to be part of the auction here, man. We got the Fat Boys as planetary bodies and the Park DJ underneath the streetlight, man.
Classic composition. Love the dry brush edges.
Yeah, another piece. Like, I think both of these, like, I had an art show in Helsinki, Finland, and, you know, wanted to make it feel a little bit more finished, so did the dry brush thing, just so that it looks good on a wall.
Looks good on a page.
And the studio edition, you know, has a lot of ancillary stuff that went into producing the book, but I also have some X-Men pages in there. Each tier took one day for me to complete. And my thing was like, I'm just going to do a piece of X-Men fan art because I never in my adult life drew X-Men shit. And I loved X-Men. And I was like, this is turning out. I'll color it. And as I was coloring it, I was like, these characters are not who they are until you color them. You know, like, this is not Wolverine until you get the brown and orange on there. And then it just feels like Wolverine. So finished it, was very happy with it. You could see that some of the faces were drawn digitally because when I started to get down here, my hand hurt. That's when I put that tweet out and was just like, Marvel, you should just let me make some X-Men comics. Like, just let me make any kind of X-Men comic I feel like making.
That Cannonball's really good.
Yeah, thanks, man. Boom. Couple covers, some interior pages. And there's about a dozen.
This is the other thing that I always love is seeing the pen nib marks on the side. Sometimes, like a color, if a guy does color, you'll see that, or a wash, you'll see like the little bits of wash where they're testing it out.
You know, like
it's such a cool piece for, as you say, production art.
And it just saves 3 seconds per one of those, like. But you add it up, and now I saved a minute. And I'm spending every second of my day on this. I'm writing, drawing, lettering, and coloring. Let me get an extra minute sleep. Another big piece that's going to be in the auction is the character design, figure design for my Public Enemy action figures. So all of this stuff, this is not going to be a part of this. This is a digital mock-up. But all of this stuff is going to be sold as one unit.
And should say, this is actual graph paper.
It is.
Like, this is not a digital effect that you might see in some comics, but actually drawn on that paper.
Yeah, exactly. So there will be a set of figures, about 20 different pieces of paper that went into the designs of the characters. And that's going to be a unit that will be on auction at Sotheby's as well. So that's going down in just a couple of hours, Jimmy. Certainly suggest a... Everybody go check that out, man. The links are going to be in the description below for each of the individual lots. Probably no link for the live version because I'm not going to be around to link that stuff. I'm going far away from the computer, man. But that's it.
Well, not totally it, because everybody watching this, you can have this book.
Right.
This can be yours. You can be looking at this book right now from the comfort, following along with this video, you know, as you look through your own copy of... the studio edition.
Yes, this is the buy me now option. If you can't get your hands on a piece of art that is being auctioned today for a fraction of the price.
Or even if you do win one of those auctions, you can still have the catalog for all of it.
Jim, I like the way you think.
And we should note, you know, this is one of those books that when they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah.
You don't reprint books of this size. You know, so if you want this, I know there are artist editions that I waited too long to pull the trigger on, and now I don't get them. So if you're interested in this, if you like what you see, now is the time to do it.
Since the Sotheby's stuff was announced, this book has been selling a lot more ostensibly from potential buyers who want to get a little bit of a closer look at the artwork. It has been reported to me that these are flying, so you know, won't be a bad thing to get rid of more copies of that. Use a Sotheby's as my commercial to sell the studio edition. Anyhow, kayfabers, like, follow, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hit the bell. We'll notify you when new vids are available. Octobriana is in stores right now. That book is selling like hotcakes, and that's going to be sold out within a month at the latest.
Kayfabe effect, people. Make it happen.
Patreon.com/EdPiscor. You could read the Red Room strips as I serialize them. $3 gets you the archive. New strips every Tuesday.
Subscribe to the Cartoonist Kayfabe e-newsletter to keep up with everything we're doing. Pick up Cartoonist Kayfabe merchandise and t-shirts so you can look your best. Links below this video.
Jimmy, I'm going on a bike ride, man. I'm getting away from this damn computer, and I'm not even going to look at that auction thing for 1 second while it's going on. Friends, text me if things are good. Don't if it's bad. Give them the marching orders, Jimmy.
Read more comics.